It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A drive-through clinic this weekend in West Denver aimed to address lower vaccination rates among people of color. Denverite's Kevin Beatty was there.
If they need to see if you've been vaccinated, this is what you give someone, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Early COVID-19 vaccine data show most shots were going to Denver's wealthier, whiter residents. A group of Latina officials felt they needed to address the problem, so they worked overtime to set up this clinic on Denver's west side. It's in City Councilmember Jamie Torres's district.
Watching some of the early numbers was troubling. What we decided to do was just put ourselves into that process and try to break through a bit of that barrier. And what I'm feeling today is a sense of relief.
She and her colleagues directly called most of the 600 people who got shots. They hope to roll this model out to communities of color across the state.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
I'm Kevin Beatty with Denverite.
Despite the pandemic, the performance of Denver high school students improved dramatically on advanced placement tests. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
The number of students taking the tougher tests in Denver public schools increased last spring, and they did better. 58% of students taking the tests earned a qualifying score, up from 49% the previous year. Students who earn a qualifying score in an AP course exam can potentially receive college credit and save money on tuition. In addition, 5,000 DPS students earned college credit by taking a college class while in high school. That number increased 13% compared to last year. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
A Colorado congresswoman will oversee a committee hearing Tuesday on how to speed up the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. Democrat Diana DeGette chairs the subcommittee that will hear from local health officials about what's holding up vaccine distribution and what the federal government needs to do to make it go faster. Colorado's top public health expert is scheduled to testify. This is CPR News.